Welcome to our pre-show. I'm going to give away in a contest this here wine bottle. Harkens back to our days at Premier Radio, back when we were doing the national show. I had, I don't know, 150 of these made for all of our affiliates, for all of our program directors, and a few left over, which I kept for myself. And it's Cabernet Sauvignon, but it's probably turned to fucking vinegar by now, because it wasn't stored in any kind of... It was not stored in any proper fashion. But it is a Cabernet, and it's California. But it's, you know, obviously... more of a collector's item if you're interested in it. We're going to do a contest for it tonight on the chat. So you got to be here for the chat at 7 p.m. Pacific, right here at the Phil Hendry Show website. And do I think that should be interesting? I don't know. What do you think about that, Doc? But I'm going to try something. I'm going to bring back Brass Phil and Nueva tonight.
Okay. For me, okay, it's like, what do you think about that? Well, what do I think about what, man? I don't think it's good, you know? I don't think it's good, you know? I don't think it's good. You don't think it's good? No, I don't, man. I don't, man. I don't think it's good at all, yeah. You know, first of all, like, let's just be clear on something. You know...
I got to run those calls much hotter. Testing 1, 2, 3, because the calls... So the Raiders just got their fucking asses handed to them Thursday night by the San Francisco 49ers. This kid, Nick Mullins, his first start. How about that? I don't know what that, he must have done a goddamn good job, man. 34-3, Christ on a crutch. Of 22, 262 yards, 3 fucking touchdowns, his very first NFL start. You know what that is? That's a fucking coach that's given this kid every fucking opportunity to succeed with the right play calling. They're not letting him improvise. They're giving him fucking the plays that they know he can succeed with. And he, you know, he goes out and he does his thing, man. They were just talking about how the Green Bay Packers leave Aaron Rodgers to his own devices far too many fucking times. Like, just make something happen. You know, fuck that. Brett Favre is on the phone talking to this kid. How about that, man? The hell of a fucking first NFL start. 3 touchdown passes for this kid. Wow. I saw him warming up. He looked like he was cool as a fucking cucumber. Hey, you know, some people seize the moment, man. Chester Bennington was murdered. Where the fuck are we getting this now? Come on now. Come on now. Lisa Loeb, who I met at a thing about 4 years ago at the Shrine Auditorium, which was pretty interesting. For Drunk History, I was on stage with Derek Waters. He was very kind, and I didn't know what I was doing. It was like, he interviewed me as Margaret. But anyway, Lisa Loeb was there and wanted me to take my picture with her. She wanted me in this picture. So I thought, well, that's awesome, you know. And then the other awesome thing that happened that night was that I was at the Shrine Auditorium, where I'd gone to a lot of rock shows back in the late 60s. And all of a sudden, all these memories started coming back. God damn, this is the Shrine. I mean, I saw Country Joe and the Fish, the Grateful Dead. There was a Spirit there. I saw... Steve Miller Band there. First time I saw Jethro Tull was there. And all of a sudden, I could just smell the weed smoke. And you could just, it's like, yep. And the stage, Christ, it was the stage, everything just like blew me away that there it was, man, the Shrine. And It was a trip, man. There was a right there on the street. I recognized the street, or the limited parking. You know, everything was street parking back then. And I'd gone there one other time besides that. I saw the Jazz 71. I went there with my girlfriend to see the Watts Summer Jazz Festival. The Watts Summer Jazz Festival Series is what it was called. It wasn't in Watts. It was, you know, close, but it was at the Shrine Auditorium, which is near USC and some other areas. And I think, and that was one of the greatest jazz shows I ever saw in my life. I saw, it was CTI, it was the CTI Summer Jazz Series. That was it, not Watts. And so it was all the CTI stuff. Am I right about that? Fuck, I forget. But it was some jazz festival. And I saw, among others, Rahsaan Roland Kirk. And I always quote this because it's the funniest thing I ever heard anybody say on stage, who was also playing five saxophones, which is what Rahsaan Roland Kirk was doing that night because he's blind. And he had this special strap that he hung like four or five saxophones in front of him, and he played them all. And his and then he ended his show. As the curtain dropped, he was on his knees breaking a fucking chair up, which I thought was also cool. Sort of the jazz version of the Who, you know, driving their guitars through their amps. And anyway, his last words were, if you can't dig this music, you ought to just split off the planet. That was it. If you can't dig this kind of music, you should just split right off the planet. I think I've got it close to that. So I thought was, I love that. I feel that way about a lot of things. Chasing the monsters off. Well, you know.
Well, the election's coming up, but I don't want to talk politics. I just want people to come in to Ted's of Beverly Hills, vote, and then come on in for one of our finger steaks. They're the width of a finger.
Hey, let me ask something, Ted. Why is it everything that you serve?
Excuse me, I'm not finished yet.
Hold on, General. Sorry.
They're the width of a finger. They're as long as your finger. And it's our finger steak. It's a nice, beautiful little slice of the tenderest sirloin that you ever slipped into your lips, slipped between your lips.
See, I don't, that's a...
What is this anyway, Phil? I'm getting interrupted.
A finger steak. Oh, man. Whenever I'm looking at friend requests on Facebook, I always I do a little investigating. It's always interesting. Fuck. Well, this guy fucked up. I know it's a small thing, but he did. He fucked up. God, that hat's gotten fucking... That's weird, man. That hat has gotten... And it'll be great, you know? Yeah, I'm sure it will be, Ted. Well, what's with you? I don't know. There's a lot of things that are with me, Ted. A lot of things. All right, let's see. What the hell?
You're all right, Atlanta, 7 of Craft 11. Good open. Come here. How about yours? You're all
right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what? Well, I don't need it that bad. Brassville and Wave over at the Penco Mall in San Fernando. And we also have on the line with us Dave Oliva from L.A. Canyon College. Talking with us tonight. Dave, how are you?
I'm really good, Mr. Ernie. Thank you.
And Brass, how are you?
Thank you very much for having me.
Gentlemen, tell me what's going on.
Well, the first thing I want to mention was that, first of all, they had this, like, a program, a promotion on Channel 19, Mr. Don Berman, who, okay, you know him, right, Mr. Henry?
I know Don Berman, yeah.
All right. They had a promotion for Whiff Zeno. Whiff Zeno is a sportscaster. You know this guy, Whiff Zeno, Mr. Henry?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Right. And the promotion says Whiff Zeno is going to do sports, take a whiff tonight at 5. That seemed pretty obvious to me, okay, that was a slam, okay, on a Hispanic man.
Yeah, but hold on.
Right. Then I found out he's not Hispanic, that he's Italian. And so I want to apologize, okay, to...
Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right, here we go. This is going to be kind of a weird thing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.